So here we are, here we building are. 33.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to do a really fast walkthrough of the building for
PNC 10.
But first.
While I do this, talk.
Blaine the Hamburglar, who stole our time last week. Congratulations, Untitled, whose actual real name is Jerem Archer. So using Expression Blend Sketchflow Floor.
Yes, yes.
He did a really cool 7 Reasons Why I Deserve to Attend PNC
10. It's awesome
10.
To look through. It's so artistic.
Love it. Congratulations. Email me, jritz@microsoft.com, to get your free pass.
Awesome. So we got to get going. We don't have much time. Here we are at the conference center. So we'll walk backwards and close.
It doesn't rain all the time in Seattle, see?
Yeah, that's right. It stopped for a minute.
The ground is wet, though, actually.
So when you attend PDC 10, this is where you're going to be walking in. This is the main entrance.
Yep. Right in here will be registration where you'll get your badge. Don't forget your photo ID.
Hello.
Friendly folks to welcome you.
Right around the corner, we're going to come into the detailing room. This is where the keynotes are going to be held.
Yep.
So we've been talking about how intimate the keynotes are going to be this year. We're going to prove it to you here. I don't know if you've seen Mike's awesome blog post. I think he's nice sometimes. Where he showed the floor plan. This is it. This is where you're going to be sitting for the keynote.
So this is the keynote room. I mean, this is where, if you're showing up in person in Redmond for this event, you're going to be able to sit down. And we've talked about how close you're actually going to be to the stage. So let's pretend that Jennifer is Steve Ballmer for a minute.
Sitting right here. Okay, you sit right there, Mike. I want to know if I can spit on you. Maybe some sweat will fling off.
Right, exactly.
This is the intimate experience of PDC 10.
I mean, what is this, a 2-foot-high stage? I mean, this guy is right in front of you. So.
But it's okay if you're going to be at home because we're going to have an awesome online experience. Let's keep going. This is my workout for the day.
Exactly. So now we're going to head kind of what would be backstage. Now, normally at a big event like Los Angeles Convention Center, there'd be a huge area. Here we're a bit constrained. But let's show you what we have. So we're kind of going into the bowels. This is where people like
Steve.
Service
corridor.
Like where people like Steve would walk out and do their work. And because we don't have an official backstage area, we're actually.
Things back here, by the way.
I thought you showered this morning. We actually are going to use one of the breakout rooms
for our
backstage.
Okay. So back here will be all the people who work on the keynote demos and the PowerPoint slides. It won't look like this. It'll be a different configuration. It'll be tables and machines. And it'll be like an entire village of people who put on those keynotes because this is a lot of work.
Yeah, this is where we'll have lots of equipment, machinery, cabling, audio,
video.
Did
they drill a hole in the floor?
I think they actually did drill a hole. It goes from here basically into the room we were just in so that we could accommodate this. And then we'll turn this into a session room and it'll be set completely different than what we see here. But again, small, intimate, close.
Using every inch of space in Building 33.
Exactly. And if you guys remember prior PDCs, I'll talk about LA again. Where you had to do this walk, and we'd be walking for, what, 2 miles?
Oh, my gosh.
Here, we're not,
football field.
We're not walking
ridiculous.
2 miles. So down here is where we have, one of the hallways. We've got some common
seating areas.
Yes. Where people can kind of mull about. We've got different rooms. You can see them down there. The refrigerator.
I have to point this out. Microsoft has an extensive art collection. This is one of the pieces.
Absolutely.
I can't explain what it is, but
and here's wonderful Amberlynn.
Be nice to her when you come in October. There are computer machines with internet access set up with printers so you can print your boarding passes while you're here, by the way. So this is one of the main hallways in Building 33. Right here, I want to point out that these are all the former employees or current employees
yep.
who have served 25 years at Microsoft.
So we got a couple.
More.
We got a couple empties because it hasn't been that far
all
yet.
All empty.
Yep, we got a bunch of names
Bill
up there on the top.
Steve Ballmer, the first ones.
Yeah, there's a fun one. Bill and Steve, 25 years in 1975 to 80.
Okay.
All right.
So here we are. Again, more of the Microsoft Art Collection, a piece of the Berlin Wall, which is very cool.
And this is literally a piece of the Berlin Wall.
Literally.
It's not a recreation. It is
literally.
It is absolutely a piece of the Berlin Wall.
So down here on the right, these rooms are going to be what we call the commons area. You're going to be able to play Kinect in there. You're going to see the Channel 9 live stage, the demo stations, talk to speakers, all sorts of fun things going on in there.
And by the way, there's two rooms that we're basically going to combine into one big room.
Called the commons.
Right. So I want to sneak in. There's actually a session going on right now because we use this building on campus quite a bit. There's a JavaScript, CSS, HTML thing going on, so we have to be a little quiet. But let's peek in to show you what one of these session rooms looks like.
A beautiful auditorium, very comfortable. I'll stay out here.
You still have 6 minutes, would you? All right, let me get the other door. You have to be quiet here.
JavaScript is the black type. So, yes. Does the array expand?
Perfect.
Perfect.
So we'll have similar sessions just like that at PDC. So we'll have that tiered seating. Again, intimate, nice place to put your laptop.
Power,
right? That's
the whole
something
thing.
We don't always get at our events. Right. It's a place to actually park, put your laptop, put your power, and so on. All right.
So let's go into Kodiak, another one of the breakout rooms. By the way, where we're going to be eating is going to be across the street on the soccer field in a heated tent, because this building is so small we can't fit everyone, and that's where we'll be holding our Ask the Experts each day.
And the Ask the Experts is great, because as Jennifer said, it'll be in a big field, soccer field, where we play a lot of sporting events and things like that. And we'll invite people from across campus.
You bet.
So experts in lots of areas to basically show up and answer questions.
So this room is dark, but it's another breakout room, but we're going to take you to the green room.
Oh, no, wait a minute, the green room. Let's see how green it is when we get there.
So this is where our speakers go to prepare, have some downtime, some quiet time, to practice their speech or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Do we look good in this lighting?
Here we are, going backwards as I fall.
That's right. So yeah, the green room is where the speakers basically spend their time to kind of get ready to speak. Whether that's in a keynote or a session or something like that, it's a special room, has a lot of restricted access as to who can get there. And you'll see we've got a bunch of green rooms back here, and we're going to go into the one we're using for PDC.
Ooh, keep coming. We are truly the bowels now. Less than furniture. Actually, green rooms are not that exciting. Here's a funny tip from behind the scenes, right, Mike?
Yep.
Everybody wants green room access.
Yep.
They think it's so cool. It's like really not so cool.
Of course, I'm guessing we'll clean it out probably a little bit.
No, probably not.
Probably not. Let's not
lie. Might have a fruit plate.
Kind of like a bomb shelter, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of what
Seriously.
It looks like. I mean, look at the ceiling here. They just kind of blew the stuff on there. And
this is the exciting
this
green
is it.
Room.
So this is the one that everyone always wants to be in. And just a funny little side story. The green room makes a lot of sense for speakers because they're getting ready to present something probably very big they've worked on for a long time. They need to kind of take some time out, relax a little bit, and get ready for whatever it is they're going to announce or show. And in the past, what we've done is we've had this behind-the-scenes tips here, is on the badge that everyone gets, because we get badges too, there's special access, of course, to get backstage. And then there's extra, I'll just call
extra
special access to get into the green room, because it's very highly restricted, because we get some pretty senior executives
Steve.
In the green room, like Steve Ballmer, for example. So there's a little green room sticker that we usually have that will stick on there.
So high tech.
Was it from Staples or something like that? Absolutely. So this is basically kind of the hardest place to get to, I guess.
Yes.
I would say, when you're at the event.
But wait, there's more.
There's more?
Yes.
Oh, Jennifer, there's always more.
Michael, come with us.
All right.
Michael, our cameraman, he's wearing the study cam today. We really appreciate it. He's getting the true workout.
Exactly right.
All right. Now we could go
this way?
You could go this way, but the room's dark. Do you remember how to turn on the lights?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
So here's what the path that the speaker would take.
Yep.
I don't know how exciting this is, viewers at home, but we have to do the show every single week. So here we go.
So this then leads to the back of one of the presentation rooms that we showed you earlier.
This is the Kodiak room.
This is the Kodiak room.
And it's dark.
And it's dark, so I don't know how much we'll be able to see. Tell you what, if you stay there for
Mike,
a second.
Mike, turn on the light.
I'll go turn on the lights if I can do it safely here.
Yeah, this is one of the most amazing rooms because it's just so comfortable. As you can tell.
It's tough in a dark room, I'm telling you that.
Go, Mike, go! So, yeah, this is one of the state-of-the-art rooms that we have in Building 33. One of the reasons why we actually wanted to have the conference on campus this year, because it's a really nice facility. So,
yeah,
the stage with two screens built in.
Yep, the audio-visual is built right in, so that's handy. That's very convenient. And as you can see, these desks here, which are fantastic, because, again, we don't normally get this at a big convention center.
You're just sitting, you're squished up next to, I mean, these are on rollers.
Yeah, these are nice chairs. I mean, you can
put your laptop on the desk.
Sit back and go up and down and so on. There's power on every single one of these,
Love it.
There's also audio here.
Yes, you
can
hear.
No issues with hearing what the speaker's showing or what demos they're kind of running.
That's right.
Nice desk to relax.
Yep.
If you've grabbed any kind of snack, it's actually quite a convenient place to
sit
back.
And this year with the media player, you can sit there and be listening to the speaker and submit your questions and get your questions answered.
You know, we haven't talked about that. We're so focused right now, today at least, on the physical in-person event. We've talked about the online event in the past, but you've talked about a piece that kind of allows the event to be more than just the people that are physically here.
Yes.
And you mentioned one of our challenges is how do we keep that interaction going?
Yep.
Because here I can raise my hand and I can ask a question.
Right.
How do you do that online? So we're actually allowing people to submit questions and have them answered live, so you can actually participate in the session.
They'll be moderated.
Even if you're not physically here.
Exactly. We are doing our best to make sure that viewers at home feel like they are part of the experience,
mm-hmm.
including all the translation into languages, the closed captioning.
Yep.
And also the heat maps that we're doing that we're going to show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really cool.
It is really cool. And we've mentioned this one before, but it bears repeating, again, since we're so focused today here. A damn timer.